وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human beings and what makes them humans, because we said unless we understand who we are, we won't be able to give human beings their right in return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the human beings sometimes in a negative aspect, sometimes in a negative aspect. And obviously, it is because of their own doings. One of the traits of human beings that they put themselves into, and obviously when we say that, it's there, some people exercise it, some people don't, the majority do, however, is what we call al-yas, despair. Allah says in the Quran in chapter al-Isra 83, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, when we bless the human being and we give him what he wants, أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ, he will take whatever we give him and he goes to a corner of himself and he leaves everything behind. And he thinks that he is what? Now he done everything and he got everything that he wants, and then he's not in need of Allah anymore. He's not in need of anyone. This is what we call the Qaruni concept, where Qarun asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him wealth and what have you. And Allah gave him wealth. He gave him wealth, so much wealth that only his key requires 40 men to lift. And then Qarun said, when Musa came to him and said to him, okay, Qarun, it's time for you to pay your taxes. Qarun says, why should I? Everything that I have is mine because I made it. And that's a problem. So he no longer attributes what he has to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah says, when we give him, he goes to that corner. When we take it from him on the other side, when we deprive him of things and give him less of things, would he be grateful and thankful? Says, oh Allah, you're the best of creators, you know, the wisest, and you know what to do. And therefore, if you think it's best for me to have less, then I am quite happy with it. Does he say that? Well, some do. Sadly, the majority don't. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, when bad things happen to him, كَانَ يَؤُوسَ, he puts himself in a state of despair. How many times have we heard people complain? Why me? Why does this have to happen to me all the time? Why Allah is doing this to me? Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love me? What have I done wrong? I've always been a good person. I've never done this. I've never done that. Yet this happens to me. We constantly complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we put in a difficult situation. So Allah says, I don't know what to do with you humans. I give you, you leave, and you think that you are gods. I take from you, and then you be sad to complain and put yourself in despair. There has to be a middle ground for the believers. And the believers are, Allah says, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أَخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, Allah says, the best nation that brought to people. Why? Because you were أُمَّةٌ wasata. You were a nation that is in between. Doesn't go to the right, doesn't go to the left. It stays balanced. Human beings need to stay balanced. And when humans despair, a big problem happens. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you're listening to the program for humanity. We were saying that human beings, when they are put in a state of despair, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to trial them and test them, the state of despair, it makes a person give up everything in life. Like when it comes to akhirah, they don't care anymore. When it comes to this world, they don't care anymore. So they start to kill people, bloodshed, they take the wealth of people, they harm people, and they wouldn't even blink. Why? Because they don't care anymore. They've gotten such a state of despair, they don't care. So sometimes I've heard people say to me that, you know, they do so much sins and so much oppression. And I say to them, why are you transgressing against Allah and people? Aren't you afraid of the afterlife? Aren't you afraid of hell? They're like, you know what? I don't care. Hell or no hell, I don't care. Let Allah put me in hell. These people who think like this, they have reached a stage of despair that they don't care about anything anymore. And like I said, when they become like this, then harming a human being, killing a human being, taking the rights of other human beings becomes the easiest. While those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are actually the opposite. They become sensitive to everything. They try to make it their best not to harm any other human beings or take their rights, whether it is physical or verbal, or even sometimes mental. They don't try to harm those people. Allah again in chapter Fussilat, verse 49, he says, لَا يَسْأَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ بِالْخَيْرِ. When it comes to him praying to Allah, wanting good things, he is never tired. We're constantly asking for more and more and more. And this dua is a never-stopping dua. We always ask Allah for that. وَإِنْ مَسَّهُ الشَّرُ. When bad things starts to happen, and Allah used the word mess, meaning like not a really deep problem, because once he's faced with a deep problem, he falls into despair. But sometimes a light problem, like a touch of a problem. فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوط. He despaired and he gives up. He's like, no, that's it. There's nothing there. I don't care. Allah does not exist. Why? Because why is this happening to me? So we can see that trend in human beings. And sometimes even us as believers, we get into the state without realizing, because complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sense of despair. In this nature, that we are not happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Therefore, we try to seek it and get it ourselves. And when we do that, obviously, we are taking rights of other people when it comes, for example, to stealing, when it comes to cheating, when it comes to lying and what have you. All these sins, they might seem to be personal, but sometimes it happens that we cross that line and we try to take the rights of other people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly trying to put us on the right track. So we have to understand this trait of ourselves, that we become very and easily in a state of despair and we give up. So this is another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear to the human beings. So we have to constantly keep our guard up and make sure that we don't fall in this state when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes from us or trials us. Also at the same time, which is also correct, is when he gives us so much. Sometimes when he gives us so much that we forget from him, and then we use it to harm other people as well and take their rights as well. So in both cases, we end up harming ourselves rather than benefiting it. And not just ourselves, but we end up harming other people in the process. We leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله